from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The game. Every day at this time, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
We've already dissected LSU's loss to USC. There's no reason to go back into that.
We don't have to.
I'm not trying to be the beater of dead horses or anything.
We don't do that.
Talk about Florida real fast. So apparently after in postgame after Florida loses, Billy Napier, you know, admits that maybe he's been getting advice from the wrong spot.
If we can focus on those things and not necessarily what some guy in his basement saying in, you know, rural Central Florida on social media, then we got a chance to get better.
Maybe right? You should so, go by the advice of somebody in rural Central Florida.
This is what you don't do.
Yep.
You do
wrong
not
fight the pick.
You do not fight fans.
Nope.
They were there before you, and they're going to be there after you.
And they're not wrong.
And they're not wrong, dude.
You lost the
you
game.
You lost the game. Yeah. And they,
also, people don't have basements in Central
And that was going to be my next thing. They don't have basements. So if you're going to make a suggestion, be right. I saw a water bottle kick his butt this weekend, too.
A water bottle?
Yeah, like he was trying to – he was at the press conference trying to talk and couldn't get the damn top off. Like he had a rough weekend, man.
Yeah.
Rough weekend. I saw the
Billy Napier had a bad week.
The Miami players are going over there talking to their recruits. And, you know, they came to see Florida. They want to come to Miami. And them dudes just over there cackling at them. Cackling.
Cam Ward said, yeah, I don't know. I heard it was supposed to be loud in the SEC. Just as loud in Washington, not louder.
Yeah, it made you feel so good, didn't it?
I was like, well.
You sure he wasn't saying, he wasn't talking about.
Could have been talking about the Cougs. I don't know. He could have been talking. But I mean, I would never say, because I do think that, like, in general, the SEC fan bases are all bigger, and the average passion of an SEC fan is maybe higher than the average passion of another conference. Maybe not the Big Ten, but there's just more.
Right.
There's more of them. But, like, you get 100,000 people in a stadium anywhere in the country,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be loud.
Yeah.
Like,
but, I mean, you looked at it. How many damn
people in Florida
how
can't
many
yell
Miami
louder than
fans?
People in Montana?
How many Miami fans are there?
Lots.
There was a whole lot of them.
Yes.
There was a whole lot of them.
Speaking of Florida fans, here's one. This is Josh Prey, who went viral over the weekend this loss because Florida ruined his dinner plans.
You understand me? I am in front of a damn Denny's right now. A Denny's right now. A that is Denny's out there. Florida Gators, y'all supposed to make me want to go to Roof Chris. Y'all supposed to make me want to go to Roof Chris and get a medium steak, because I know how to eat a medium steak now, in the water with a couple of lemon. I want to be exotic. I throw a lime in there. But no, you got me in Denny's where I'm not sure if the damn plates are clean and they wash their fork. But you know what? I don't care. I ain't finna go in here and ask for no plastic. Might have fat ass finna go in here and sit at the bar. You know how pathetic I gotta be to sit at a damn bar in Denny's?
Denny's has bars?
Dude,
I was not aware of this.
I laughed so hard because one of our listeners sent me this Sunday.
That is well done.
I laughed so damn hard. And the reason it made it so funny, first, the facial expression, but he kept flashing back to Denny's.
Yeah.
Which was just the funniest thing ever, dog.
That's a low place to be if you're going to the bar at Denny's.
Yes, dog.
Because not every Denny's has them.
No. So
if the Denny's sign says cocktails, then they have a bar.
Yeah, man.
And then it's a full-on bar in there?
You can go in there and get some cocktails at Denny's.
Yeah, but then
Slam and a Tito's and soda?
Yeah, man.
Did you see the Florida State fan that said if they lost to Boston College, he was going to eat some poop?
Why?
Why is
why
question.
Would you do that?
Why
you M loving dummy?
Yeah, you silly man. But he deleted his account and now he's hiding.
His whole account. That's 321 Noel. He will eat dog poop out of a red Solo cup with a spoon.
Why?
And post a video of
you
me doing it.
Don't do it. I'm not gonna call you no coward. I'm not gonna call you a fool, an idiot, a coward, or nothing.
But
if you don't do that.
But also
don't. Do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
But also don't say you're going to do it.
Yeah, whatever.
Because saying you're going to do it is also stupid. Like, why would you even say that you were going to do it?
What's the point?
Yeah. On social media.
What's the point?
He couldn't even escape SportsCenter.
No. Team's down, that's understandable. They're not down as bad as that dude on the internet who said he'd eat dog poop out of a solo cup. Then you think you just get to delete your account. And the internet ain't going to forget that, buddy.
So?
You don't get to just keep it moving and get a new name.
Yeah, you do.
People are going to find you.
Man, whatever. That's how that works. Whatever.
I hope they find him.
Whatever, man. Don't eat it. I know Michelle, when I listened, you sent me to the one with Brennan Clinton with Georgia and Clemson with Dabo.
Oh, yeah, with the film session.
Oh, my God.
It's very good.
Oh, my God. Then there's Peters and Davis.
Hey, man. All the Dabo Sweeney, like, social media prompts right now are so fantastic.
Yeah.
People were doing, like, fake Dabo quotes after the game.
Yes.
Are we 0-1? Yeah. 0-1 to the Lord.
Yeah.
People are saying I'm washed. You're darn right I'm washed. Washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah,
like, that's pretty good stuff. Pretty good stuff.
And with the day off yesterday, I completely forgot that this was on the TV.
With a total score of 83 hot dogs eaten. The winner of the first ever Netflix unfinished beef hot dog competition and new world record holder, it's Joey Chestnut!
I remember when he was supposed to have given up competition eating because he was having health problems.
What was that?
That was the Netflix Joey Chestnut versus Kobayashi.
Oh,
that
really?
Was yesterday.
That happened yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Chestnut ate 83 hot dogs.
Did not know that.
That's too many hot dogs.
That's way too many hot dogs.
And they said he was stopping because of health issues?
Well, he originally said, and I guess that was before he inked the Netflix thing,
right,
that he was going to stop competition eating because he was having health problems, which, okay. That
seems
makes
like
sense.
You would.
You might want
if you
to.
You ate 83 hot dogs.
83 hot dogs.
That's
don't
not
seem like it's good for
your body. Do you think you'll eat 83 hot dogs from now until the end of your life?
No.
I don't think so either.
No.
I don't think I have 83 more hot dogs in me.
Uh-uh.
I don't know how many there are, but it's not 83.
I had a hot dog. No, I had a hot dog at out of East Lake.
Okay.
Okay, that's one.
So that's one.
I don't know when the last time I had a hot dog prior to that.
Right.
I cooked hot dog this weekend.
But you didn't eat it?
I ain't even.
Okay.
Yeah, probably about 10 hot dogs a year.
I'm going to the Braves game on Thursday. Sometimes I get hot dogs at the baseball game.
There you go.
But that's one.
Yeah.
They got 82 more after that. I don't think I'm going to make it.
No.
So I told y'all last week how Pat McAfee was leaving WWE. As he gets busier in football, he will return. Well, last night we found out who his replacement on Monday Night Raw is going to be.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Joe Tessitore.
My man, Wade Barrett. Hello, Denver.
Hey, I am thrilled to be your partner. Let's get that straight. I'm thrilled to be part of the WWE broadcast family.
I had no idea Joe Tessitore was even a WWE fan.
I thought, didn't we know he was going to go be an announcer for WWE? We talked about that.
He did say this on like a SummerSlam pre-show. I didn't know that he was going to host Raw, though.
Oh, it's going to be. Oh, okay. Okay, got it. I think it's smart. The numbers on those things are crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of the, I mean, everything in sports, live sports right now is going through the roof. But like, the numbers on wrestling are huge.
It's a great time to be a WWE fan. They are killing it.
Yeah.
Oh, and then a quick shout out over the weekend, Saturday, where I was watching football, a pretty big draft pool party hosted by my guy, Brian. So I appreciate all the hospitality by Brian and his lovely wife, Marta. We did our fantasy football draft. We watched some football. Then we played some cornhole. Both these guys listened, so I told my guy, Chick-fil-A Nolan, I'd give him a shout out. Nolan pulled a four-bagger while we were playing cornhole. Yeah, I've never even seen anybody do that, and he did it. So
what does that mean,
Nolan? He got all four bags in.
Oh, wow.
In one turn.
Yeah. Nice. Good for him.
Had to Google what it was called.
Four-bagger.
Did not know it was a four-bagger.
There you go.
Four-bagger.
Well done, Nolan.
Four-bagger.
We like it.
Oh, yeah. When's the last time you played cornhole? You going to the Braves game? Can I go?
Sure.
Who you going with?
My wife and a couple of her friends.
Oh.
They're cool.
You get tagged along?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
But it's a night out of the house without the kids.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
And they sell beer there.
I hate being a tag-along, and I do my best.
I like it. These are the people I did the thing at their – I emceed their wedding.
Oh, okay.
So I'm friends with them.
Okay, yeah.
I'm friends with them. But they're like – they're her friends, but now I'm friends with them.
So you're the only guy?
No, they're a man and a woman that
are
married.
Oh, I thought you said her friends. I thought you meant like multiple her, like a multiple
So
girls.
The woman and my wife and the woman were in a sorority together in college.
Yeah.
And then she got married to Kyle, and I emceed their wedding.
Yes.
It was in Sedona, Arizona.
Uh-huh.
And Kyle's a cool guy.
Okay.
And he's a big Braves fan, so we get along. We get along, and so we're going to go to the game.
Hell yeah. Biggest thing is no kids.
And there's not going to be any kids there. Yeah. It's awesome. This is going to be a good deal. And my wife doesn't have to work Friday, so she can actually hang out.
Oh, yeah.
And have fun, because normally she has to get up at 1:30 in the morning to go to work, which is a really terrible time to get up to go to work.
Yes. It's unfair.
It's too early.
Seems unfair.
I don't know what the cutoff should be, but 1:30 is too early to have to go to work.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.